Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to talk about how to work your horse long and low. So working your horse long and low refers to a technique that is used by dressage riders to develop their horse's relaxation, suppleness, and willingness to work through his back to seek the rider's contact. Now, this exercise should not be confused with Rolker, which is an undesirable and incorrect method of training, which entails overflexing the horse so that he's working with his head forcibly pulled into his chest. So firstly in this podcast, let's talk about what's the point of working your horse long and low. So in order for your horse to bring his hocks underneath him and develop more engagement, he must first be supple and free from any tension over his top line. So relaxation is the key if this suppleness is to be achieved, and working your horse long and low is a good way of helping him to relax. And warm muscles are also essential if the horse is to perform to his optimum without sustaining injury. So working long and low allows the long weight-carrying muscles of the horse's back to warm up and stretch prior to him being asked to bear the rider's weight during sitting trot, canter, and more collected work. Now, when the horse is working in a long, low frame, his steps become more elastic, looser, and more elevated, and he covers more ground, and his shoulders also become freer. So your aim is to keep this wonderful freedom and expression as you gather your horse up into a more compact working frame. Now, you should also work your horse long and low at the end of a schooling session to allow his muscles to cool down, thus avoiding the risk of residual stiffness after exercise. So now let's go through the steps on how to teach your horse to work long and low. Now, if your horse isn't used to working in a long and low frame, it might take a bit of practice until he understands what you expect of him. But the first thing is to note that all long and low work should be carried out in rising trot or a light seated canter to allow the horse's back complete freedom. So step number one, take up an active working trot with the horse attentive to your aids and working confidently forward into a soft, elastic rein contact. Now, contact is extremely important here because your horse won't work over his back or stretch if you are holding him into a forced frame. So he must actively seek the contact himself and not the other way round. So step number two, now go about picking up a large circle. So maintain your outside rein contact to keep the horse straight and balanced and so that he doesn't fall out. And gently release a small amount of pressure through your inside rein. Now the horse should politely stretch forwards and down to follow the contact. Now if the horse doesn't start to stretch, then you can reorganise him and make the circle just a tiny bit smaller. And try the exercise again, but this time open up your inside rein towards the centre of the circle and ask for a little bit more bend. And at the same time encourage your horse to keep working forwards. Now step three, as the horse begins to stretch down towards the bit, allow the rein to come longer. But keep yourself upright and don't tip forwards or you'll push your horse onto his forehand. Now it's crucial that you maintain an elastic contact with the horse's mouth whilst riding him in a long and low frame. Whatever you do, do not give away the contact completely. And finally, step number four. So you should now begin to feel the horse's steps become bigger and freer with more spring and elevation. And his back should swing beneath you as his hocks come more underneath him and he pushes himself along from behind. So to wrap this episode up, working your horse long and low is a great way of improving his suppleness, developing his engagement and getting the most out of his paces. And this strategy can also help horses that are inclined to become tense and tight, and you may find this technique useful when warming up a tense horse in a competition situation. So if you have any other questions, need any other help, or if you want to share any other tips and advice with regards to working your horse long and low, please do so in the comments box on the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can also join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other training art tours, free stuff that we have available, or our books or diaries, don't forget to follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.